The Gad Traditional Council has resolved to clamp down on communities in the Gad state which flout the laws and customary practices associated with Homowo. The Gbese Manchani Ayibonte, who is a member of the council, said they have noticed that some people are in league with some churches in their districts to flout the laws on the ban on drumming and noise making. He said the council will hold meetings with the police service and the regional minister to enforce the ban. Jonathan Thompson has filed this report.
The ban on drumming and noise making, which heralds the celebration of the Homowo Festival, will take effect from the 2nd of May to the 2nd of June this year. The period is a quiet one for the planting and harvesting of maize or wheat, which is the festive food for Homowo. The end of this period is climaxed with a ceremony of traditional drumming, which forms part of post-harvest activities. The ceremony is mainly performed by Gbese Blong under the supervision of the Gbese Manche. The Gad Traditional Council described this year's festive period as a time for the radical recovery of Gad tradition from its declining state. The Gbese Manche, Ni Ayibonte II, who addressed the news conference, said the council is not only going to task the Asafuache and his group to monitor the communities under the Gad state during the banning period. The Wulame, who are the traditional high priests, have also volunteered to be on the ground to ensure that the rules are adhered to. He strictly said smaller churches across the capital are the worst offenders when it comes to noise making during this period. Moreover, some leading members of the traditional communities under the Gad state allow these churches to flout the law with impunity because they are allegedly bribed to compromise their position. Ni Ayibonte warned that legal action will be taken against such culprits if they are caught.
We will hold a meeting with the Inspector General of Police to make sure we have the full, honest support of the police service and the necessary legal backing. We plead with all guns and even the police to abide by our customs and traditions. We do not want to be forced to arrest anyone or go to court over this matter.
The Gbese Manche also touched on the issue of chiefs in smaller communities who take the law into their own hands and perform their own odadao, the post-harvest ceremony. He said it is totally wrong for them to practice this since Gbese Blohun is the only stool mandated by traditional right to perform the odadao. He cautioned them to desist from the act or face the full rigors of the law, adding that it is about time the Gad state recovered its traditional pride in the country.
If the Gad Traditional Council has not given any sub-chief or person the authority to perform any rites, and you do so, you will be dealt with. It is about time the Gad state took back its cloak of glory. This warning goes to the sub-chiefs of the smaller communities. So long as you do not partake in the rituals of planting and harvesting of wheat, you have no right to perform the odadao. Anyone caught will be dealt with by the council.
The highest priest of the Gad state, Nai Wulomo, Numo Akwa Mensa, called on all Gads to unite in building the reputation of the Gad tradition.